allow me to adjust my pants.
Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it?
Man, you been.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher, and coming soon to Google Play. Our social media swami, Chris Bradley, has us all set up on there. We're just waiting for Google to get on with it. But we'll be up there on Google Play very, very soon. Thank you for following us on Pinterest, and thank you for your inquiries and suggestions. Just drop us a line on Facebook through our website, or email us at info@minddnd.com. Now, you know, we're almost halfway through November. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and we're at that time of year where we kind of get retrospective about what has happened over the course of this year, and then introspective about what we're going to do in the coming year. Kind of look at what we've learned in the last year with our business and how we're going to apply it to be progressive and move forward next year. All of us, you, me, everyone in business, we learn from the year and take that knowledge to propel us into the coming business year. So this week's podcast is more of an inspirational thing. Now don't worry, I've got some good tips for you, so you'll come away with some legit nuggets of inspiration that you can use, and some legit business nuggets that you can use, some tactical stuff. But this week, I'm taking full advantage of the relevance of my favorite rock band of all time with regard to your business. I love being able to do this. If you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, or read through the content and posts and all on the Mind website, we love music. I mean, throughout the company, we love music. And I'm probably the biggest music nut. I don't know. Chad Rock might challenge me on that. And, you know, we're probably neck and neck, he and I. Trust me, you're going to love this. Even if you've never heard of this band that I'm about to talk about, if you have an independent business and you get frustrated with trying to compete with larger businesses, you will be inspired beyond belief by this band, even if you don't like their music. Now, just a little bit of background. My favorite band of all time is a band that first met while at university in West Virginia, and then kind of relocated to Baltimore, Maryland, and adopted it as their hometown. Even some of their live concert videos simply have them playing in front of a huge Maryland state flag as their backdrop. Nothing really fancy. Just four extremely talented musicians who own their sound. Nobody sounds like them. Seriously. And they've been making music history with their past three albums going back to 2009. That band is Clutch, a very apt moniker as far as I'm concerned. But the band name is Clutch, and some of you may be scratching your head saying, I've never heard of them. They're making history? How? I haven't heard of this band. Well, let me explain. I've been following them since the release of their 1992 debut album, Transnational Speedway League, Anthems, Anecdotes, and Undeniable Truths. I mean, just the name of that album told me that I was probably going to like it. A lot has changed for them since then. You see, back then, Clutch was on a major label, and it was during the alternative music boom of the early 1990s when pretty much anything goes. Alternative music itself was not really defined, so you had all kinds of different bands coming out that were, you know, nobody knew what to call them, so they were just called, well, they're alternative. As alternative music itself became more streamlined and categorized and basically went against the very purpose of its existence, Clutch was one of those bands that seemingly fell off the map, at least as far as the mainstream was concerned. But they didn't. When most of us think about rock or pop bands, we usually assume that they're on a major label a major label that we recognize, like Columbia or Warner Brothers or Atlantic, Elektra or MCA, you know, something like that. Look at your CDs or your LPs or your cassettes. Or hell, pull out those old 8-tracks while you're at it. Chances are you'll see one of those labels, or you will see that the artist's record label is a subsidiary of one of these big labels. It may be a record label you don't recognize, but it'll say distributed by Atlantic Records or whatever. There's money behind it. I mean, that's what that means. Traditionally, if you're in a band, you can't really achieve much success without the big marketing budget of one of these major labels behind you. I mean, you go back to the 60s and 70s, there was the whole fiasco about payola, where record labels were literally paying radio stations money, drugs, hookers. I mean, literally, it's well documented. But I mean, going to that extent to get records played. And why? Because the more those records were played, the more people heard them, the more likely it was that people would spend money and buy them. I mean, it was all about the almighty dollar. So, you know, without a big marketing budget, it was so competitive. You couldn't compete. You know, in fact, traditionally, you don't see bands who aren't supported by a major label show up anywhere on the mainstream album charts. If they're lucky, they might get in the lower reaches of the Billboard Top 200, which, you know, the big album chart is the Billboard Top 200, of course, although it's the top 40 of both the singles and albums charts that gets the most attention. You hear about, you know, Top 40. Casey Kasem used to host America's Top 40. Yep, in years past, if you're in a band and you're releasing an album and you're not with a major label, you're not getting noticed outside of the underground. Just think for a moment about all of the musicians in bands in the past who didn't get recognition because of this. Some of you may even have your favorite bands. It could be a local band right here in the Lancaster area. It could be, you know, a band from out in Iowa. It could be a band from up in, I mean, wherever. Some of you may have these pet bands and you think, man, if only more people heard this music, they could be huge. Do you ever get discouraged as an independent business owner thinking that you just don't have the means to compete with larger businesses? I'm here today to legitimately inspire you to overcome that. And to accomplish this, I'm going to introduce you to my favorite band, period, end of story, Clutch. Trust me, even if you don't like their music, what they're doing and their attitude about what they're doing is the epitome of what all independent businesses should aspire to, as far as I'm concerned. Now, for starters, consider what we were discussing a couple of minutes ago. How can an independent band of musicians even hope to get recognition in the upper reaches of the Billboard charts without the backing of a major label? Well, I'll tell you how. Excellent business sense and understanding, which really falls outside the boundaries of what we expect from musicians, especially rock musicians. Rock musicians are not expected to have good business sense. That's why they need the big marketing budgets. They need the big label behind them because they don't understand business. In some cases, maybe they don't want to understand business. In other cases, maybe they just don't have their brains just are not wired to understand it. In either case, they put themselves in a vulnerable position to be taken advantage of, and that's why we're seeing such a real revolution of independent music and independent business in general. I mean, think of why you started your own business. So it comes down to this band has to have excellent business sense and understanding. You see, Clutch is four smart guys who love to play music, but also recognize that if they want to make a living doing it, they have to understand business and make good business decisions. They formed their own record label, Weathermaker, which is named after one of their own songs. Lead vocalist Neil Fallon, who is the ultimate wordsmith. I mean, his lyrics are as good of a read as their music is a listen, most definitely. But he stated in an interview that sometimes when they have told people that they release their own records, people give them a look and a response like, oh, You know, almost like, oh, I'm sorry, because it's somehow supposed to be basically an admission of failure. It's quite the opposite, in fact. This independent band from Maryland became the first band in rock music history to earn a spot in the aforementioned Billboard Top 40 Albums chart back in 2009 when their album Strange Cousins from the West hit number 38. And I mean, you know, no small feat, but it gets better. In 2013, they released an album called Earth Rocker, and it reached number 15 on the Billboard Albums chart. I mean, right up there with the Justin Timberlakes, the Matchbox 20s, whoever else. There's Lady Gaga and there's Clutch. There's a dichotomy for you. No major label money backing them up, and they got to number 15. But wait, there's more. Ron Popeil. They just released their new album, Psychic Warfare, about a month ago, and it reached 11. Each one of these albums has done better than the last. Each one has made history in its own right. They keep outdoing their own record. Number 11, with no money from a big major label. There's your independent business success pattern, my friends. Own what you do and serve your audience. This is what Clutch has done for, heck, over 20 years now. Truth be told, though, it was around the year 2000 that the band went from being, you know, sort of a hobby to the guys deciding that Clutch is going to be their business and their living business, if you will. And that's where their independent journey started. I had the privilege of interviewing lead vocalist Neil Fallon on the phone about 3 years ago, and he stated exactly that. Exactly that. That they started getting serious about the band as a career around 2000 or 2001. The album they were releasing at the time was called Pure Rock Fury. And I'm telling you, as sincerely as I can possibly be, this band inspires me beyond belief. I love their music, to be sure. And anybody I work with can attest to that. But I love their attitude just as much because they're smart and understand business and are proving to you, to me, to all of us, that you can succeed on your own terms and you can compete with the bigger companies in this here internet age. That's the beauty of the internet. The internet gives you the means to do this. But are you getting the most out of the internet? Are you using the resources right at your fingertips to put your business front and center in as many areas of relevance as possible? Do not get discouraged if you look at your competition and feel as though you can't compete because they have a larger budget than you. It's very different now than it used to be. I mean, granted, a larger budget can mean that more success can be had. However, just because somebody has a lot of money doesn't mean they know what the hell to do with it. Money gets wasted every day. It's very simple, actually. We get into, I'm going to break it down into six parts here. Number one, offer the best product or service that you can. Seriously, if you care, it's going to show. Secondly, present your product or service in the best way possible on your website. Number three, know your market. Don't try to be all things to all people. You would not believe the number of people who don't know their market. I don't mean to insult you if you're having trouble with that yourself. I just want to emphasize it is so, so very important. Number four, effectively articulate and communicate your product or service through your website, your blog, and your social media. Number five, respond when people comment on your blog posts or social media posts so that they know that you care. I mean, you've got a direct line of communication with your audience, friends. And number six, lather, rinse, repeat. Consistency is key, baby. Consistency is key. So let's start with number one here. The root of your business is your product or service. What do you offer? Are you doing your best at it, and are you always trying to be better? I mean, that's key. You look around you, you see businesses go out of business because, you know, their business has passed them by. you know, they've not kept up with the times. I mean, insert your overused cliche here. Cliche or not, though, it's true. To really keep up with your business and the way your business and just the very core of what you do is evolving, you have to care. And it takes time. Are you doing your best at it and always trying to be better? Stagnation is the business killer. Know your business. In Clutch's case, they know their style of music is not going to be liked by everyone. But this is their thing. They're committed, and every single album is well written, well executed, and well produced. Seriously, even if their style is not your cup of tea, the honest effort is evident. Now, secondly, how do you present your product or service on your website? What is your logo like? Did you buy a thoughtless template masquerading as a logo off of Fiverr? Or did you have it designed by the right person? And the right person might be you. Maybe you're a graphic designer. Maybe you're running your business and you just happen to have that artistic acumen where you can do something like that yourself and really have it look excellent and professional. That's fine. Whether you do that, you might have a family member who's really, really good at it. Just make sure that you're scrutinizing your own effort or the effort of a friend or family member the same way you would be scrutinizing somebody if you were paying, and I'm going to be ridiculous with this, if you were paying $100,000 to have your logo designed. That's the kind of scrutinization you want to put on it, because I've seen it, you've seen it, we all have seen it. Those logos that really, you look at them and you think, they probably didn't pay for that. There was probably a friend and they didn't want to hurt their friend's feelings, so they went with the logo anyway. I mean, it's a hard decision to make, but you have to look at how you're presenting your business. That's a representation of you. Does it truly represent your brand for maximum impact? Is it memorable? In Clutch's case, they actually have two very memorable logos, which they use to great effect, both equally recognizable, although the simplest of the two is most definitely my favorite. Now, next, do you know your market? Do you really know your market? This is so very important. It's amazing how many independent business owners have a wonderful product or service and tremendous heart behind what they do, but they don't really know who they're marketing to. They don't know who to market to or how to market to them. As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, Clutch knows that their style of music isn't going to be liked by everyone, but they know their audience. They know who they're marketing to and what we like. So they serve us with music we love, and they package it with really cool imagery and some really cool merchandise, from hoodies to logo stickers. I'm telling you, I can't wait. When I find out that Clutch has a new album coming out, I'm 15 years old again. I'm 15 years old hanging out with friends, you know, back when you were in school and nothing really mattered except school and music. Your favorite band, they're coming to town. Hey, let's get a group of people together and see if our parents will drive us to the concert so we can see them. Seriously, though, this band stirs that up in me. It's a great feeling. It's like the fountain of youth. But then from there, they take it on the road and tour and play live shows to reach their audience face-to-face, do it the old-fashioned way, which never goes out of style. You need that communication and rapport with your audience, and there's no substitute for that. And then next, do you effectively communicate your product or service through your website, through your blog, through your social media? Pay attention to your blog comments. Pay attention to your social media. Don't get discouraged when you start doing this and people aren't commenting. The world is not waiting for what you have to say. You have to keep saying it until the world catches up with you. And I don't mean that from an egotistical standpoint. It's just that you got a lot of competition out there. You're going to, I mean, sometimes you get lucky. It can happen. But you're going to have to do this communication thing consistently for a period of time, and you're going to have to keep showing up. And it's at that point familiarity comes into play and people start paying more attention to you. It takes time to do. And a lot of people get discouraged. In fact, some of your competition gets discouraged. But it's so, so very important to do this. It's probably the area where Clutch has truly been masterful. Their website, which is pro-rock.com, has been well maintained for over 10 years. That was one of the most striking things to me when I first looked them up online in the early 2000s, is they had a website up and it was obvious that they were paying attention to it. They didn't just slap it up there and leave it. It was active. There were regular posts going up there, tour dates, news, happenings, even posts from the band documenting the creation of upcoming new albums. They have used their website and their social media to reach out to their fans and make them as much a part of the whole experience as they can. Road stories while they're out on tour. Interesting people that they meet. The list goes on and on. They have forged a rapport with their audience that stretches across the globe. In fact, they have quite the following in Australia and always try to include dates down under on their tours, all through their website, blog, and social media, and being consistent for years. And in fact, they understand music downloading, and they understand that their music's going to be traded and that they can only have so much control over whether people are illegally downloading their music. However, they never raised issue with this because I read again in an interview with Neil Fallon where he said there were places, I think Belgium was one of the places, in fact, that they hadn't sold albums over there, hadn't sold very many. But because of trading and downloading, they include them on tours and they go over there and they pack places. They pack places in, you know, a foreign country because their music has gotten there. And yeah, maybe some people haven't paid for the music and a lot of bands would speak out against it. And I'm sure it's got to bother them to a certain extent. It would bother any artist because you feel like somebody's stealing your music. But at the same time, they also understand there's only a certain amount of control that they can exercise over that. And they've been very appreciative of the opportunities that it's opened up for them to play for audiences in places that they may have never been able to play before. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It really, really is. Then next, do you respond when people comment on your blog posts or social media posts? This is how they know that you care. This is also how you learn more about your audience and what they want. By forging this relationship and rapport through responding to these comments, you learn more about your audience, which will help you more effectively communicate with them. And from there, lather, rinse, repeat. Consistency rules at this point. This all takes work, my friends. What you're doing is taking on some of the responsibility that those bigger businesses who comprise your competition are farming out and paying for. The thing to remember, though, is that a lot of the personal touch can get lost when it's not done properly. And there are a lot of businesses who don't do it properly and wind up alienating their audience through poor communication or simple manipulation that insults their audience. Kind of like Walmart did a few years back with that whole fiasco where this couple was taking their RV around the country and rating and doing write-ups of their experiences at various Walmarts around the company, around the country. A decent idea on the surface until it was uncovered that Walmart was actually paying them for doing it. Yeah, Walmart was actually paying them for doing it. And as it turns out, there were other large companies that were guilty of the same thing. And there was major backlash. Be honest in what you're providing in your business. It's your heart, man. Provide something good that you yourself would pay for. I mean, that's the ultimate question. Would you pay for your own services? If you were a total stranger to yourself, would you pay for your own services? It's hard to look objectively at yourself like that. But it's very important to try to do that. then invest in your website to present in the best way, to present your service, your product in the best way, then build off of that investment through your communication and response with your audience. You can compete. You can compete. If you ever feel like you can't, check out Clutch. They're doing what was once considered impossible, but they're active, living proof that if you care about what you provide and care about your audience and communicate with them and build rapport, you can compete and you can build a long-lasting foundation that will hopefully provide you with a long-lasting career in your business. Thank you again for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on the website, however you're listening to us, and coming soon to Google Play so you can fire us up on your Android. Thank you for following us on Pinterest, and thank you for your inquiries and suggestions. Just drop us a line on Facebook through our website or email us at info@minddnd.com. We'll see you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.